Let's open up our Bible to the book of Luke, chapter 7, from 11 to 15. Luke, chapter 7, from 11 to 15. While you are searching the passage in the Bible, let me ask the Holy Spirit to reign supreme among us right now. Amen.
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 Spirit of the living God, fall afresh. Spirit of the living God, touch. Spirit of the living God, control. Spirit of the living God, speak. Spirit of the living God, intercede. Spirit of the living God, comfort. Spirit of the living God, reign supreme. Spirit of the living God, take the first and the last place right now that you are giving me the opportunity to open up my lips and talk to the flock of God. Allow me to disappear from every face right now. And Holy Spirit, you alone, take the lead. And touch somebody who just want to hear from you right now. We thank you in Jesus' name. And let all the saints of God say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Luke chapter 7 from 11 through 15. Allow me to title this message, From Lamentation to Celebration.
Amen. Amen.
I say from lamentation to celebration.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Is there somebody lamenting this morning?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory. Is there somebody who is overwhelmed this morning?
Amen.
Amen.
I say from lamentation to celebration. The word of God says, verse 11, now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and a large crowd. Verse 12. And when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow. Can somebody repeat that? She was a widow. Say it again. She was a widow. Amen. And a large crowd from the city was with her. 13. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, do not weep. Can somebody repeat again these three words? Do not weep.
Do not weep. Do not weep.
Let us say it again. Do not weep.
Do not weep.
Do not weep.
One more time. Do not weep.
Do not weep.
Do not weep.
Amen. Let us go to verse 14. Then he came and touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still. And he said, young man, I say to you, arise. Verse 15 and last. The word of God is telling us, so he who was dead sat up and began to speak. And he presented him to his
mother.
Family of God, this is the reading of the word of God. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
From lamentation to celebration. It was the family of God, the day after Jesus had been working a wondrous miracle in the healing of the centurion 7, full of blessing, full of life, full of salvation, full of healing, he went his way. And wherever he was going, thing was taking place. To mark that there was somebody more than an ordinary man who was walking through the cities and the villages of Palestine.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, Almighty.
Now, this man of Jesus went into a city called Nain. And the meaning of this Nain, literally this name, Nain, means beautiful.
Praise God.
Imagine the King of Kings, the man Jesus, walking into this city called Beautiful. But in this city that is called Beautiful, instead of having the beauty, there is no beauty at all. That is the opposite taking place. It is lamentation taking place. It is a city called Beautiful, but honestly speaking, it is not beautiful now. The city is sad. The city is lamenting. And many of his disciples went with him. And much people. He was with a big crowd. This crowd that saw the miracle, that is thronging him, following him. But his first sight in the beautiful city was one of sorrow and death. Instead of discovering the celebration in this beautiful city, he discovered sorrow. He discovered death.
Amen. Praise God.
Probably, if you look down upon some of the most beautiful portion of this earth with the eyes of Jesus, we should see also where others see beauty, sorrow, where others see joy. Because when some other people will be seeing joy, rejoicement, you with the eyes of Jesus, you will see sorrow. You with the eyes of Jesus, you will not see the beauty at all. Because by that time, our eyes will be open, as the eyes of Jesus, to see the sin the way it is and all the consequences of sin in this world.
Jesus.
Now he came near the gate of this beautiful city. Behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, face to face with the only begotten son given by God. I repeat, it is a face-to-face now with the only son of the mother, with the only son of the father. Face-to-face.
My God.
If really you were in this place, you understand exactly what it means to be a widow. You have lost already your husband. You are by yourself.
Yes.
Now you have only one son, one child left.
Amen.
And this is the child maybe on who you are depending.
Amen.
And the child is gone. So the life is going to be not only miserable, it's going to be more than miserable, family of God.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
According to you, you will say the life of has no attraction at all for you. The life doesn't mean anything to you anymore. According to this woman, her past was saying a dead husband. A present was saying a dead son. A future was saying an empty struggle of a useless life.
Amen.
Maybe there is somebody who is poor right now.
My God.
Maybe there is somebody who is broken hearted right now, like this widow. There is a God who is the God of the widow.
Yes.
I say there is a God who is the God of the widow.
Amen.
And he never forgets.
No.
The church.
No.
There is not a widow on the face of the earth about whom God is ignorant or indifferent, family of God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because the word of God is telling us in Jeremiah 49:11, let the widows trust in me. That's what says the Lord. Like this woman, there are so many ways to be a widow. I'm not going to go deeply into this because time is already against us, family of God. But let me cut it straight away. By jumping straight away where Jesus Christ went, he saw the woman who has been desperate, lamenting completely. And the word of God is telling us that Jesus Christ had compassion on her.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. And he said to her, do not weep. Do not weep.
Amen.
Now, family of God, let us take again 1 second to think of this. The reality is that there is somebody dead who is there.
Yes. Amen.
The person, they're carrying already the person out. They are on their way to the cemetery.
That's right. Amen.
It's not that the person died yesterday and today and five minutes ago so that they can say that maybe it was a mistake. The person is already dead and is in the coffin.
On the way to the cemetery.
On the way to the cemetery. And this is a procession, a funeral procession taking place.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
And we think, family of God, there is an encounter taking place here. There is a face-to-face taking place here. We all know. Anytime there is a funeral procession.
Amen.
Say, for instance, take an example, wherever you are. You're going to a crossroad. And the crossroad is that you are coming one way and there are some cars, some other people going the other way. But you, the two of you, meet at the crossroad. One crowd is coming celebrating, rejoicing, because they have somebody with them. And another crowd is coming, lamenting, despair,
mourning,
because they have lost something.
Dead. Yes,
because they're going
life.
Through something.
Yes.
One way or the other, family of God, the people who are in the funeral procession, the people who are mourning, will be trying to see why these people are rejoicing. And
that's
the
right.
people who are rejoicing also will try to see why these people are lamenting, what's going on. At least it will capture 1 or 2 minutes of your attention to see exactly what is taking place.
What's going on?
This is exactly what is happening here. A face-to-face between a crowd who is celebrating and a crowd who is mourning, who is lamenting.
Morning. Hallelujah.
But something is taking place right here.
Amen.
A face-to-face again between the only son of his mother and the only son of his father. Two people are meeting right now.
Thank you.
Yes,
God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
The only son of his mother is already dead.
Dead.
And the only
son of his mother is already
dead.
An history. But the only son of his father, he's
alive.
Living, he's alive.
Alive,
he is
well.
He is running supreme.
In our hearts and lives.
Praise God, praise God.
Jesus.
Oh, not weep. Oh, Father God, you are awesome.
Jesus Christ just came, he touched the coffin, and he said, young man,
arise.
You, the only son of your mother, arise.
Arise, oh God.
Because the only son of his father is here to give life. He is here
life
to take your
burden.
He is here to transform life. He is here to bring hope. He is here.
Yes, bring rest to your son. My God.
He said, arise.
Hallelujah.
And the word of God is telling us,
thank you, Lord.
The word of God is telling us that the young man arose right away. He became a living being.
So
Amen. No more dead.
Amen.
The question that I have for you this morning is this, family of God. Imagine now that you are on the side of the people who are mourning, and you see this taking place. What would you do? You were part of the funeral procession. You are observing all this kind of stuff taking place. You see exactly somebody that you were bringing or taking to the cemetery up. Start speaking. What would you do?
Astonish.
Oh, God, have mercy.
Praise the Lord.
I just want Jesus Christ to come into a desolate widowhood right now. Somebody is a widow. One way or the other, maybe you are a widow without knowing. I want Jesus Christ to come and transform that life right now.
Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah.
And the widow is more than she has lost. The emptiness is more than filled when Jesus Christ fills your heart. The life, the thought, the hands of you. He can reverse anything which happened. He is mightier than death itself. He is the resurrection and the life. Family of God, it is not time to lament anymore. It is time now for the crowd that was lamenting to join the crowd that was celebrating. It is time now for the crowd that was in despair to join the crowd that is living. It is time now for the crowd that is lost to join the crowd that is alive. And the only crowd that is alive right now is the crowd of Jesus Christ. If you are in that situation right now, I encourage you to join that crowd which is celebrating right now with Jesus Christ. Even though you cry all night long, the morning is there to come and give you beauty. The morning is there to come and give you a new hope. The morning is there to come and give you a new direction. Because Jesus Christ is with you. Jesus Christ is in that crowd. You are not in the crowd of death anymore. But you are now in the crowd of life. You are in the crowd of celebration. Can somebody accept this morning to move from lamentation through celebration? There is no other way to do it except to join Jesus Christ, except to be with Jesus Christ, except to surrender everything to Him. Then He's going to take care of the rest of the family of God. Let us have 1 or 2 minutes of prayer right now. Maybe you know a loved one who's going through something. Pray for that loved one. Maybe you also have been doubting of who this Jesus is. Maybe you also have been having a double mind on whatsoever you're planning to do and accomplish. But Jesus is here this morning to tell you that you have to quit that lamenting spirit that you have. You have to quit that lamenting spirit in which you are and join the celebration. Join the crowd that is celebrating right now. The crowd that has Jesus Christ with them. Let us open up our mouth, family of God. Let us call upon the Jesus Christ who is the resurrection and the life. Let us surrender everything to Him right now. Let us call upon His name. Let us join the crowd that is celebrating right now. Quit lamenting. Move from lamentation into celebration with your problem, with your issues of life. Because Jesus Christ is in the crowd. He is right now. now. Hand everything to him. In the name of Jesus.
Celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah. 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 Almighty God, thank you for your word this morning. Father God, thank you that you are waiting to
bring.
Lord God, let us be with you wherever we are. Let us be able to celebrate. Let us put you, O Lord God. Let us put you with the wrong mentality right now. Let us put you with the lamentation mentality right now. We just want to be in the cloud where you are. Oh, Father, so that we can celebrate together. Oh, Father, so that we can rejoice together. Oh, Father, so that we can be able to confess that you are the living God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Lord, our redemption. Lord, our redemption.